Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
If you have CDs, do you own CDs? You probably have a CD or two around your house, maybe more if you're a big music aficionado. Remember how excited we were when CDs first came out? If you go back that far, you know, mid, maybe even early 80s, you started buying CDs and you looked at it. You're kind of amazing. Wow, look, all this music on this disc. It's amazing. I don't see we're ever going to have albums again. This is so incredible. Well, guess what? Best Buy is going to stop selling CDs. And in fact, they did on Sunday. They said that's the end. They're not going to be selling CDs anymore. They just don't sell like they used to. People don't buy CDs anymore. Not certainly not in the numbers they did. And a lot of the streaming music services are the reason for that. The Spotify's and Apple Music's and Pandora's and everything have pretty much killed the CD business. But get this. They're still going to be selling vinyl records for the next 2 years. Maybe beyond that if they see that they're still selling. Because that's what's really weird. Because people still buy vinyl albums. In fact, their popularity has skyrocketed in recent years. And I was talking to a friend of mine about this the other day. I said, what do you think? What is it about albums versus, you know, why are albums still sort of a thing? Why do people? And there are a couple of reasons for it. Number one, some people say albums have a warmer sound. The vinyl has a warmer sound to it, which I've never quite understood what that means. But I don't know. I guess, I mean, it doesn't have the whole digital sound to it, if that means anything to you. So that's one thing. But secondly, there's just something about the artwork. To me, that's like a huge plus for albums. Artwork. I mean, you look at a giant album cover and you can open it up. A lot of times if it's like an unfolding type, you can look at it. Oh, you look at the pictures and you read. Have you ever tried to read, oh, who was the drummer on that third cut? And you try to read it on a CD. you just can't. I'm sorry. It's too small. So that's one thing. Cover art is a major plus on albums. Now, I've got a massive collection of vinyl records at home that every once in a while, I still pull up. Still got my old school stereo system set up, and every once in a while, I'll go in there and play records, man. I'm telling you. I mean, I like CDs, too. Don't get me wrong. I got a lot of CDs, too. In fact, I probably got more CDs than I do albums, quite honestly. But I don't know anybody that buys or listens to CDs anymore. There are obviously some. I mean, they did $40 million in business last year. That's what Best Buy says. Sales of CDs amount to $40 million. But, you know, that's a pittance, really, in terms of music sales in this country. So there you go. If you're a fan of CDs, they're probably going to go the way of the dodo before very long. But vinyl albums, man, hanging in there. There is a nostalgia factor to it, too, I think. And we just like the idea of a vinyl album.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.